Using your child-free voice can lead to abundant opportunities. I promise you. I'm going to share some examples and give you all the motivation and cheerleading that you need for you to use your child-free voice. That's up next.
Welcome to Not a Mama Life, where child-free women are heard and seen in a non-judgment, no questions asked zone of the podcast world. I'm Rafi, your host, and let's live our Not a Mama Life.
I want to share two examples that have led me to have enormous job opportunities, enormous connection opportunities, enormous growth opportunities. I'm sure you have heard things like use your voice, let your voice be heard. You have to use your voice. Your voice is your narrative. Your voice is, you know, lead you to opportunity. Well, it's true. It is so true. You have to speak about the things you are passionate about. You have to speak about the things that bring you joy and bring you pleasure. And it's not selfish. It's not self-centered. You kind of have to do it. You have to do it. So my examples are for, I guess since Not a Mama started back in 2019, I connected with my now podcast mentor, and we began a relationship on Instagram as far as direct messaging each other and talking with each other. I was part of a small like coaching program she did, just a one-time session thing. She was someone who was doing some amazing things in the podcast space as far as podcast strategy. And we built a connection. And I showed up for her. She showed up for me. And fast forward now, 2021, the early part of 2021 at the time of this recording. And her connection has led me to a wealth of possibilities within the podcast world. So I've recently been offered an opportunity to work with not only her, but another podcast production company that is run by two amazing women. Now, these women are all mothers, so they are not child-free women, but they have a wonderful profitable space in the the podcast world. Sorry, it's not a child-free world, it's a podcast world. And the way that that happened was because I had an ongoing connection and real authentic communication and, you know, checking in on each other. We both live in places that are part of hurricanes. So we both go through hurricane season and she checked up on me. I checked up on her. And so that led to her knowing what I was doing. And why was that? Because I share what I'm passionate about. I share what I want to do, what I love to do, what I'm passionate about, what I know about. So don't hold back. Share your shit on social media. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Instagram. If you're concerned about friends and family, adjust your privacy settings or just say, screw it. You have to go for what you want. And the only way to get what you want is for people to know what that is. If you secretly have these goals, but you're not telling anybody, how can you be connected with the people that can help you do it? Or how can you be connected with people that might be able to uplift you and connect you to clients and connect you to the right people? You know, if you want to write a book, share that, because you might have a friend who has a friend who has a friend that can connect you with a publisher, whatever that may be. So that's case study slash example one. The second one is, I was recently interviewed on a podcast of another mentor of mine from afar. It was a amazing game changer, life changer experience. I will share more about that when the episode that we recorded is live. But in the beginning of March, at the time of this recording, I sat down and had a podcast episode with Tracy Hazard, who is the host of The Binge Factor. Her podcast is about podcasts that are bingeable, that are binge-worthy. And she personally invited me to be a guest on her podcast. So your little podcast that you're listening to has been officially deemed binge worthy. But I know that you know that already. How did I get that opportunity? I talk about this podcast. I talk about the love of podcasting. I talk about the passion, the connections, the changes that have happened in my life because of podcasting. A few weeks back, before the scheduled episode recording, I was on Clubhouse, the audio-only social app that is currently available to only iOS iPhone users at the time of this recording. And she had a Clubhouse room, and I asked a question. And she recognized my name because I had shared her episodes on Instagram and I had shared some of her episodes on Twitter. She immediately recognized my name. I asked a question about my podcast. Her and her husband own a company called Podatize. They gave me feedback about my podcast. And right then and there, she personally invited me to be on her show in front of the whole room. And that day was magical. So again, if you do not speak about your passions, your dreams, how will they become real? How will the universe, the superpower, the whoever you believe in, how will that become real for you? You have to share your superpowers, your gifts, your goals, your blog, your podcast, your YouTube channel, your book, whatever that is, share it with the world. Share what you are doing. Obviously, if you're in a situation where sharing something like this would not be safe, then don't do it. But if you're worrying about stepping on someone's toes or, you know, getting that nasty comment from someone, get over it. Do not allow someone else's judgment or someone else's criticism or someone else's jealousy, possibly. Do not let that stop you from reaching for your passion and your dreams. So far, March has been pretty amazing for me, and the best is yet to come. And I use my voice freely, often, loudly, proudly, and I'm giving you the torch. I'm giving you the stepstone, the touchstone, the North Star, whatever you need to do the same.
That's a wrap. Thank you for spending your time with me. Head on over to the show notes where you can find any links and information discussed in this episode, but you'll also find ways to share and support this podcast. Until next time, my friend, go live your Not a Mama life.